San Antonio, where a package blew up overnight.
An employee who reported an injury was evaluated on site and then released.
Mayor Michael Carpenter, an ATF spokesperson, tells Fox it's too early to say definitively that this is related to the four bombings in Austin, Texas this month in which two people have died. But there are reports this package was sent from and was heading to Austin. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy, colder tonight. Low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine. High 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Lawmakers in Alabama's House are set to debate a bill this week that would allow for the arming of teachers. Some lawmakers say there's a good chance the bill could be on the floor today. It would require teachers to receive 40 hours of training a year before they could be armed. The bill is popular with a lot of rural lawmakers who have schools where response times for help could be high. A Montgomery Circuit Court judge's ruling that blocks the sale of George Washington Middle School is being appealed to the Alabama Supreme Court by Dr. Ed Richardson. The Alabama Education Association sued Richardson and the state's intervention team, claiming they had no authority to close or sell any schools, especially Georgia Washington. And Governor Kay Ivey's office has confirmed she has signed a 30-month, $360 million contract with Wexford Healthcare Services. That's to provide medical care for Alabama's Department of Corrections. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. We are looking to increase our sales force at our office. We are looking for new people, whether you have a real estate license or not. We have a modern office in East Chase, convenient to everything. If you already have an active license or an inactive license, come see me and let's see what the possibilities are for you. We train you how to sell, list, or manage real estate and give you plenty of opportunities to meet potential buyers. Marketing, contract writing, negotiations are just some of the topics we cover in our training. Intensive one-on-one or group training will help you achieve what you want to achieve. An active broker and helpful staff will help you on a daily basis, as well as a structured training and education schedule. I'm looking to grow, but I need your help. Come grow with us at the Goodson Group. Call me at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me at bogoodson@charter.net.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my.
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Campbell and Baron Coleman with you every day.
The streets I used to own.
How you doing? We're in here till noon and then they kick us out. I don't think they're brave enough to give us the 12 to 15 hours we could go. I could do 10 hours a day.
You could? I'd love to see it.
Some days I feel like I could. Some days I feel like I could only do about 10 minutes.
There's seven people at your house that wish you would do it for 10 hours.
Yeah, I know. Or 20. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. This is News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman. We keep you informed and entertained on a daily basis with philosophically consistent, intellectually honest talk radio. We take your calls at 272-9228. We cover a variety of topics, both large and small.
Including, but not limited to?
International news, national news, state and local news, legislature, the shenaniganry that goes on up there.
Oh,
and we play
God.
The greatest bumper music of all time. Just went on the list, Viva La Vida by Coldplay. So see? Jack, these are just the ones I've added today. You want to see just the ones I've added today. I'll just read you the titles I've added.
Now, I'm sure there's some, Beastie Boys.
No. Terrence Trent D'Arby, Dr. John, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Detroit Spinners, Blues Image, Archie Bell and the Drells, Ozark Mountain Daredevils, Joe Walsh, Steely Dan, Chicago K, Grand Funk Railroad, Alive and Kicking, Steeler's Wheel.
Alive and Kicking by,
No, Tighter, Tighter. The band is alive and kicking. Tighter, Tighter.
Oh.
Steeler's Wheel, Eddie Money, Fleetwood Mac, The Marvelettes, Al Green, Steve Winwood, Edwin Starr, Naked Eyes, No Doubt, Friends of Distinction, Chairman of the Board, The Spinners. I mean, I could go on. These are just what I've added today.
The Marvelettes?
The Marvelettes are on there.
What did they sing, Please, Mr. Postman?
Yeah.
Damn, I'm good.
I know.
And I'm old.
And just in the last few minutes, I've added Tears for Fears, The Cure, Producers, Level 42, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder.
Has Kim weighed in on this?
No, but a lot of her songs have made it into this playlist. I'd say half to two-thirds of her songs.
Get out.
Yeah. So your niece is a definite rock star when it comes to bumper music. She gets
There's no Duran Duran on there so far.
There is Duran Duran on the playlist, not just that I've added today. There's good. Two Duran Duran songs on the playlist.
That's so great.
Hungry Like a Wolf.
Wolf.
Yeah.
And I Am.
An Ordinary World. So. But you know who's not on the playlist?
The Cars?
Rockin' Randall.
Randall Davis? Oh, I outed him.
Rocking around the hang. I'm pretty sure that Davis part has been outed. And I figured that
More
out.
More than one person knows. More than one person knows.
More than one person.
Well, Randall, I've been outed too, Randall. It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
No.
Well, take me in the closet and whisper sweet nothings in my ear. I want to add a song before I get to my call. I don't know if you ever played the bumper music, and I don't know the name of it. I don't know who sings it, but I know
that's gonna help us a lot, Randall.
We'll knock it out, Randall.
You
go
gonna
ahead.
Sing a bar or two?
Well, it's Tennessee. I think the name of it is Tennessee. It was way back. I think the dude is from Memphis, and it's something like Tennessee. I mean, it's like an old. It would be on an R&B probably kind of charts. I would think.
I know it's Arrested Development.
That's it.
Arrested Development, Tennessee. That's 1992 classic here.
Let's see.
Have you ever played that? I don't know.
We're playing it now. Sit tight.
Tennessee.
Lord, I've really been real stressed.
Oh, Randall, it's true what they say about you.
I'm telling you, that's a great song right there. And the only reason I know that is because I lived in Tennessee at the time.
It's a wretched song.
It's actually not a bad song. Arrested Development had a few good hits during that time period.
Yeah, I had one more. It kind of had the same kind of beat to it,
Mr.
I believe.
Mr.
Yes, that's it.
You're acting like I don't know my Memphis rap. Go ahead.
That's it, Memphis rap. But back, man, I love my veterans. I love a veteran. I got cousins, uncles, you know, and but I hear everybody thinking that that might be a good idea to kind of go down that road. Let me just say, unless it's something that hadn't been to, I mean, that's just been hung out in Hawaii or something, that's not a good thing. I've had them come back and stay with me, you know, a couple of weeks getting, you know, they come stay with me and a spot I got to get, you know, back into the homeland, get situated back in. There's a lot of screaming that goes on at night when they first get back. And you don't want to put a vet in that type of situation, I don't think, unless you know exactly where they've been and where they're coming from. And you know what I mean? Because you don't know, when that banging starts going back off, you don't know what a lot of clicking their heads. Yeah, I love the veterans.
I love the veterans, too. I mean, obviously, but, you know, I think it would be, it's not as if, I mean, we have how many tens of thousands of school. Are there all these veterans sitting around just waiting to be school resource officers?
No.
That aren't doing anything else?
Well, I think we're going to have to vet the vets because.
Well, you're going to have to vet them. And you probably need to vet them more than you vet a normal
person. I have a friend who went to both Iraq and Afghanistan, and I won't say his name, but he doesn't live here anymore. He was working at Disney after one of his tours down in Orlando, and he tells the story that on a Friday night, they set off fireworks, and he hit the ground and pulled the man next to him onto the ground because, it was like shots going off. And
yes.
Security took him down and questioned him, and then they realized he was a vet and he didn't get in any trouble. But, you know, you just don't ever know. It's so, you know, we've never dealt with that issue very well until the last few years. But it's real, and there are a lot of people that have been negatively affected by that. That, you know, it's a sad situation. So,
oh, it's most definitely real. And I want to say that I heard a comment made because the butter one. I know he listens because
he listens.
Everybody. He said he'd give up his guns if it would save a life. That man don't really want, you know, he ain't gonna give, you know, but who wouldn't give up their guns if it saved a kid's life? But you know what I mean? That's just a hypothetical. You know, everybody saying they give up a gun to save a kid's life don't necessarily mean they want to give up the Second Amendment. They just a heartfelt human being. And I seen, speaking of everybody, man, Midtown Pizza Kitchen be bringing them in. I seen him down there at Midtown Pizza Kitchen eating and snacking away. And then last night I run into Mr. Dan Morris, I mean, down at Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
Who eats at Midtown Pizza Kitchen?
Everybody. All right, fellas. All right, love y'all.
See you. 2729228. Keith.
How are you today?
Hey, Keith.
This is kind of off subject, but it is on subject. Our law enforcement in this area, Elmore County particularly, they don't, they need to get involved and start those up with complaints. Like, for example, last week my son was threatened. My son's 9. He was threatened by another kid who's 14 with a knife, threatening to cut him up. Well, I had talked to his sister, my son's sister, who is 28, and she said that he had come after them with a machete the following weekend. And when the kid realized there was an adult there, he stopped. Well, I called the police, and they came down, they filed a report, and that's all they would do. Nothing else.
Well,
and
what do you... I'm not being smart aleck here. What do you want them to do?
Well, if it's okay, my point was they jerked them 2 12-year-olds out of class, arrested them for posting on Facebook they were going to shoot up school.
Yeah.
But if somebody comes at you with a knife and threatens to cut you, it's okay. Something's wrong.
Yeah.
Now, they said if you want to press charges at them, you can come pick up the report and take off work and run it to the courthouse. That's not my job. That's your job. That's why we pay.
Well, you know, that's what warrants are for. I mean, the police, they didn't see it happen, so you're filling
out. Well, it was videotaped. He did.
But, I mean, they take a report. They investigate it. They might, you know, they may go... I mean, I guess what I'm asking is, what do you want them to do in the moment other than take a report? Do you want them to, like, flee the scene and go find the people and take them down?
Well, no, I know where he lives. He lives a couple doors down.
I know, but that's not how police investigations work. They come in, they take a report, they do an investigation, then they go out and stop it. You know, and then they go out and they interview the other person. They get the other side of the story. They may arrest the other person. They may take in front of a grand jury. I mean, there are things there's a process. I don't understand, than taking the report in the moment, what did you want them to do? I mean, they have to take a report to get the process started.
Oh, absolutely. I don't understand why it's my job to go and pick up a sealed envelope from the local police department in Millbrook, take off work, and run up to the courthouse in Wetumpka. I shouldn't have to do that.
Yeah. All right.
They should. And, you know, I did my part. Now, if they don't do nothing, this kid ends up being the next school shooter, it's them. Yeah. It's our law enforcement or our laws that don't stop these kids.
Yeah.
You can report them all you want, and they don't do nothing. Just like the kid down in Florida.
Yeah. Well, Kenny, I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. I'm with you. I wish they would take threats to safety more seriously. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a great day, man.
Certainly. 272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. 272-9228. That'll allow you to talk to the next mayor of the city of Montgomery, Jack Campbell. It'll allow you to talk to me. I'm Baron Coleman. It'll allow you to talk to our radio listening audience. And who is that, Jack? Who is
Everybody.
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 We'll be back.
Could I have been lost somewhere in Paris? Could I have been your little brother? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been anyone other than me? Could I have been?
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Attention Montgomery, Prattville, and surrounding areas. If you're interested in the deal of a lifetime, don't miss this special event. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville must sell 100 new cars, or it will literally cost us thousands of dollars. All reasonable offers must be accepted. All trade-ins are welcome in any condition. Scratch, ding, or dented, we'll take it during Ram Truck Month. Get up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock. Plus, with a job, bringing home $350 weekly. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $15,000 off every new 2017 Ram 1500 in stock this week at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
On select new 2017 in stock Ram 1500, all rebates and incentives to dealer negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at smilemakersal.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, Riley Manning Painting.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway in front of Toys R Us. Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This song makes me miss the Reverend Dr. Benny A. Hanna.
Did he like that song?
Yeah, he loved this song. He used to, you know, you asked to play songs, he would always ask for this one.
Play that.
I miss old Benny Hanna.
I do too. He was funny as hell.
272-9228 is the telephone number. If you want to get in, 272-9228. Guys, this hour of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Cole Plumbing. And if I needed plumbing services and I had all of the plumbers out there I could choose from, I would call my friend James Cole every time. Every single time. I would pick up the phone and call my friend James Cole. I know he's got the experience that matters. He comes from a plumbing family. I mean, Cole Plumbing started by his father. He was brought up in the business, quite literally brought up in the business. They've been around close to 40 years. They're high. I mean, another good thing is if you're in the plumbing business and want to go work for a family-owned company, you can. They're hiring over at Cole Plumbing. But they're just a great business. I love their trucks, making plumbing great again. I mean, you know, it's a whole buy-in to the community. When you've been around that long, you know how the soils are around here. You know the construction of the different houses. You know the different builders. You know how to, you just know how to plumb. You know what's going on.
Plumb.
Yeah, you know how to plumb.
I know.
You know how to, what does plumbing mean? Because plumb is a plumb is something that's up and down. Is that where the word plumbing comes from?
I guess.
Because you got to get the water up and down.
It's not like the plumb you eat because it got a B in it.
No. But I'm talking like a plumb line. You know, a line that goes up and down. Regardless, I just have to recommend Cole Plumbing for everything big and small. Big, gigantic remodels or just little, you know, got a little leaky toilet. That's the last time I called Cole Plumbing. I had a little leaky toilet. They came out, you know, got that bad boy cleaned right up. So give Cole Plumbing a call, 279-8919, 279-8919. No job too big or too small. They don't dig up your whole yard in all likelihood. If you've got a leak underground, they've got a proprietary technology they use that lines those pipes. 84 said he saw it in action one time. It just blew his mind. It lines those pipes. They don't have to dig everything up. They don't tear your walls out, tear your foundation up, tear your slab up, tear your front yard or your driveway up. They can just line that pipe and get you back going good as new. So call Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Check them out online, coleplumbing.com. When you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cole.
We have on the phone Joel.
Hey, I kind of take exception to what Kenny was talking about. The police cannot arrest somebody unless the misdemeanor is in that presence. But Kenny said he doesn't have time to take off of work. My thing is, if my son is threatened and I feel like his life's in danger, my son's life is important enough that I take off work, I go sign a warrant on the kid and everything like that. Kenny evidently thinks he has no responsibility at all.
Yeah, in that situation, I think he, you know, if he knows the police are not going to arrest this kid, then I think he should go down there and sign a warrant. I mean, that's pretty bad when your child gets a knife pulled on him in school. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, and he didn't say it was his school, but it doesn't matter where it is.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's ridiculous. But it's like I said, to me, he's doing his life cheap if his kid's life cheap if he don't feel like it's important enough to go sign him.
Well, yeah. Hey, I understand your point. I hear you. Loud and clear.
Okay. Well, yeah, y'all take it easy.
Thank you, Joel.
Okay, bye, Jack.
2729228, Joel Barfoot.
I go way back with him.
You go way back with
him? Yeah, he's a great guy.
He is a fantastic human being.
County Commission.
Do you like the lighting in the studio?
I do, Baron. I walked in, I thought there was going to be a casket laid out here.
But, it's not that not kind of lighting.
Well, it's not with a pink light bulb.
They have caskets with pink light
bulbs? No, but if you look at a funeral home, when you have a body on display in the rooms, the bulbs in the ceiling are pink.
Why? Well, give the... Well,
so
body
you
look color?
Washed out.
really?
Yeah.
I have never.
Have you ever seen a corpse?
Yes, Jack, I've seen a corpse. You don't get to be 38 years old and never see a dead person.
Well, you know.
I don't look at them much.
No, I'm not. I'm not
a big viewer.
I'm not either. And and all these people, that I've seen really no corpse that looks really good.
No.
One person looked really good and... and I told his son, it was Albert Romer, he was a lawyer here, went to my church. I told his son, I called him aside, I said, Francis, your old man really looks good. He's like, well, thanks. But, you know, the funeral home people don't know how you look.
Yeah. They don't know how you look.
Until you get your picture to it. But that you know, they don't ever do the hair right and the lips never look right.
Well, I mean, Jack, they're dead. It's not like they have any muscle tone.
No, I know.
I mean, every muscle on the face is relaxing.
Well, don't they?
And they glue their mouth shut.
They do, don't they?
And they have to, otherwise it'd fall open.
Why would it fall open, though?
It'd have no muscles holding the mouth shut. I mean, somebody would just barely touch it and the thing would come open.
They staple or something. Would wire.
I don't know what it is, Jack, but, you know... the last time I really looked at a body, and this is when I quit looking... I never had a problem with it growing up. Grandparents die, get a gander, who cares? You know, not that I didn't care they were dead. I mean, it was a very sad occasion. But, you know, it never struck me that I was... It just never felt weird looking at a dead body. 24 years old, my friend Brandon dies of apparent drug overdose. And
not natural causes.
No, not natural causes. He was a drug addict, and he died. And it was either an overdose or just liver failure from being a drug addict. But I walked into the funeral home, and he's just laying right there. Like, as soon as you walk in, he's just right there. And it caught me off guard. I wasn't expecting it. And he looked terrible. And it really shook me to the core.
That
here's this guy I grew up with, and he's dead, laying there, and he looks terrible. And I just haven't really felt comfortable looking at a body since. I've always kind of tried to avoid them ever since I've been
here. I'm that way, too. Of course, you know, you go to these visitations and the family's standing right by the casket, and you kind of have to do a cruise-by. But it's I had a friend who lived here for a while. His name was Chad. I won't say his last name. But he worked for the funeral homes here, which would be Leak Memory and Greenwood and Whitechapel. They're all owned by the same conglomerate. And when he first moved here, there was a dormitory upstairs at Whitechapel. Whitechapel used to be on Jackson Street, right near the Miller's office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a stately-looking place. Anyway, it was not the only... It was had been the... Not every funeral home in Montgomery has embalming capabilities only because they were all owned by the same person.
Right.
The same company. But they had an embalming facility up there. And my friend took me up there. It was one night. We'd been out drinking and... He was staying there until he found an apartment.
He was staying in a funeral home?
They had beds on the second floor. It was like, see, back in the day, somebody would be there all the time. In case you got a call during the night.
In case one of them woke up and started wandering around?
I don't know what it was.
That's what I would be worried
about.
There was
a dead lady down in the...
I don't do ghosts.
I don't either, but I was scared. Sam Durden used to be the proprietor of the funeral home.
Yeah.
I heard Sam Durden walking around all night that night.
Oh, my God.
He was dead, but it scared me to death. And then he took me to Leak Memory one time at like 3 in the morning. Come over here. He talked like this. Come over here and help me load up this casket. I said, for what? Where are you going? He said, George is coming in early in the morning to drive the hearse with the body in it over to Georgia for the funeral. And I'm like, good God. So I go in there with him, and there's like four bodies, caskets laid out all over the funeral home. And we close the lid on this lady, and he said, I'm going to go get the hearse. I said, oh, hell no. You're not leaving me in here with all these dead people. So I went out, waited on the side.
I can just see you scrambling.
I mean,
don't shut the door.
My fat ass ran down there so fast. And so we loaded her up. He locked the hearse.
So she just stayed out there all night in the hearse?
Well, from 3, George was going to leave at like 6. But so it was Chad's job to get Ms., I think her name was Ms. Henderson.
Well,
loaded up.
I hope Ms. Henderson's good.
Well, we took very good care of Ms. Henderson, let me assure you.
Yeah.
But I was scared to death.
I would be scared of Ms. Henderson. I mean, again, I just don't want to be locked in a room with a bunch of dead people. I'm not scared of dead people.
I've gone by a few times to go and sign the book at the funeral home, and
it's always
somebody in there with casket open, and you go and pay your respects. But
I'm not making light of it.
No, I know.
I'm not at all. I mean, it's only one way out.
Do not open my casket. I look bad enough alive. I damn sure would. It'd take a lot of makeup to make me look pretty.
Jack, your color's good.
Yeah.
272-9228 is the telephone number if you want to get in. Midtown Pizza Kitchen this time of day is, well, they're about full swing of things. Lunch is just getting underway.
Oh, yeah. They've been going for about 33 minutes.
Right now, wafting out of that front door is the aroma of sautéed garlic and onions. Maybe that rich buttery smell, you know, you smell sometimes cooking. That olive oil with the salt in there that they kind of drizzle over some of the cheese bread with the cheese bread with that perfect blend of white cheeses over the I guess it's the pizza dough.
Do you know what the special is?
I don't know what the special is today.
What's wrong with Donovan? I'm going to cuss him out.
I don't know. I usually get it Monday, and it's Tuesday now. I still don't have it. Look, going on right now, they slice up that sweet basil just right and put it on the cheese bread. Ooh, the focaccia appetizer with the herbed goat cheese, the Kalamata tapenade, and they take a head of garlic. They just slice the top off of it. They put a little olive oil in there, and then they roast that garlic. And it is the most unbelievable, sweet, pungent, garlicky. And you can just, it's so soft, you can just use it like a garlic spread over a piece of bread. Oh, it's
so
good.
Are you talking about the caramelized garlic?
Yes. It's unbelievable. Of course, the pasta dishes are amazing. The pizza is award-winning. AL.com declared the best pizza in Central Alabama. Get in there and figure out what it's all about. You're going to love Midtown Pizza Kitchen if you've never been there. High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, right in the middle of the High Point Shopping Center, on the backside of the Zelda Place Shopping Center.
Yes.
So check it out. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I try and I try and I just can't lose weight.
I've even tried workouts. I get nowhere except tired and depressed.
You need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic. It's a medical weight loss clinic using medical science, not fad diets, to help you lose weight, keep it off, and stay healthy.
I need someone to help me through. This is a major deal for me.
Dr. Summers' solutions are determined by each patient's medical needs, weight loss goals, and other individual requirements. It's a personal program.
I need to feel better. Not always worn out, hungry, and tired.
You'll get one-on-one nutritional and exercise counseling. Dr. Summers also provides prescription appetite suppressants, B6 and B12 lipotropic injections, and most importantly, support to help you stay with your weight loss program.
I think I need Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Yeah, we both need Dr. Summers.
Stop doing what doesn't work. Call the Weight Clinic in Prattville at 334-358-9262 or summersweightclinic.com. Dr. Summers Weight Loss Clinic.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. Got some special going on through the end of March over at 4 Healthy Pets. Signature dog food promo, 10% off all dry and canned dog food. Got the Fussy Cat promo, buy one, get one, all varieties. And of course, pollen is right here in the River Region in the middle of March. You can try their Canine Matrix Skin and Coat Blend. Head on over to 4 Healthy Pets on the Atlanta Highway in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. You can also check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com.
Do you ask people to repeat themselves a lot?
What?
Never mind. Just turn up the radio because this is an offer you have to hear to believe. Right now, you can save hundreds to thousands of dollars on rechargeable hearing aids from Advanced Affordable Hearing. You heard right. Thanks to their leading technology, Advanced Affordable Hearing aids start at thousands of dollars less than most rechargeable hearing aids. And that's not all. Order today and get a free USB charger. You'll no longer have to keep saying,
"What?"
Get crystal clear digital sound processing, automatic noise reduction, and much more. Technology you need to capture the range of frequencies most people with hearing loss need to hear. And since it's rechargeable, you'll never pay a dime for batteries. Plus, you get Advanced Affordable Hearing's 100% money-back guarantee. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Advanced Affordable Hearing has helped tens of thousands of people hear better. And right now, get a free USB charger and free shipping when you buy their rechargeable hearing aid for less. Just call 1-800-325-1829 to get this offer. That's 1-800-325-1829. 1-800-325-1829.
High Caliber Gun and Pawn's name says it all. They are much more than a typical pawn shop. Stop in and meet Danny and the staff. It's springtime and time to save big on lawn equipment and tools. You owe it to yourself and your wallet to check out the deals available every day at High Caliber. Need a gift? Brighten up somebody's day with a TV, Xbox, PS3, PS4, jewelry, or more. If you're into military memorabilia, you have to see High Caliber Gun and Pawn. Now about the gun part of their name. High Caliber Gun and Pawn's expert staff has been dealing in firearms for over 40 years. They have the fairest pricing on firearms in the South. Better than gun show prices every day. And in-house and factory warranties on your purchase. They buy, sell, and offer FFL transfers. Active Military gets their first transfer free. If you need a documented appraisal, let High Caliber Gun and Pawn do it for you. You're not just a customer at High Caliber Gun and Pawn. You are family. High Caliber Gun and Pawn on Memorial Drive just across from Prattville Farm Center. Look for the little blue building bursting at the seams with savings.
Stop the sun's rays from causing havoc in your home or business. Solar Protective Film's window tinting blocks over 99% of the sun's intense UV light rays from peering in your room's windows and causing menacing heat, glare, and damage. Solar Protective Films will block the glare, the heat, and sun fade, ruining your ideal living or workspace. Maximize your room's interior and exterior view. Visually add modern curb appeal while upgrading your privacy and security behind your glass doors or windows. The right tin shade filters in a naturally soothing light while immediately making your home or office energy efficient and climate controlled. Privacy, security, storm-proof protection, and a shield from harmful UV. See the many options and let us personalize an SPF window tinting solution for you at solarprotectivefilms.com. That's solarprotectivefilms.com. Mention this ad and receive a special discount. You're only one shade away from gaining the many benefits of home or office window tinting. SolarProtectiveFilms.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Some much cooler air is on the way with another front arriving this afternoon. Temperatures will hover in the low to mid-60s today. Risk of a shower or two this afternoon with the front. West winds pick up 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusting to 30 by afternoon. Cloudy tonight early, then gradual clearing. Breezy colder tonight, low 40. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 62. We'll be down to 36 by dawn Thursday morning. Thursday's high in the mid-60s. Back to the low 70s Friday. Maybe some showers by late Saturday night into Sunday. This is severe weather season in Alabama. Stay on top of weather changes with instant push notifications for severe weather alerts with our free weather app. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Welcome back in. 42 minutes after 11 o'clock. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman were in here with you. Oh, I did get the special.
What is this man saying?
I've been downhearted, babe. I've been downhearted, babe. Ever since the day we met. I've been downhearted. Ever since the day we met.
Okay. I thought something about hard driving. Montgomery.
I'm getting some great suggestions here. Some bare naked ladies. Sublime. Yeah. Sublime is on the list.
I love Sublime.
Bare naked ladies 1 week is on the list.
Bob Marley's got to be on the list.
Let's see here. Wallflowers on the list. One headlight.
Reminds me, I need to get one. Headlight. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Don't be pulled over.
My vet is calling right now. Let's see if we can do this on the air. Hey, can I call you back at noon? I'm on the air.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Got that taken care of.
Yeah. Who's your vet?
Yeah, Jeff Cavanaugh.
Oh, he's a good guy.
He's a great guy. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. They got my dog over there, though.
Yeah, and my dog's in hock, too.
Today?
Yeah.
Different vet?
Different vet.
Good people
I
over there
Wesley
as well.
Wesley Dunn.
Yeah.
Who was Alice's vet, and he's in with Rusty Phillips, the crustiest man in show business.
272-9228's telephone number if you want to get in. Shall we go back to the phones?
I wish we would.
Who might this be?
Hey, this would be Skipper. How y'all doing?
The Skipper!
Skipper! Yeah.
The voice of 107.1, 98.9, 103.9, and now 93.1.
Ah, hell, I've worked at all of them. That song that you bumped back in with, Jack, that was that guy that you said, you know, wondered what he was saying. That's a sample of B.B. King from a song called Downhearted Blues.
That's exactly what that is.
Really?
That they sampled into that song.
Yeah, but that's primitive radio God standing outside a broken phone booth with money in hand, which kids today don't understand. I tried to explain to my kids what a payphone was the other day, and they were what? You would put money in a phone just laying around somewhere?
Sometimes on Vault, I will talk about 45 RPM records, and I'll say, kids, if you're listening and you don't know what that is, just go ask your parents.
You know what's so funny?
I've worked in TV and radio for a long time in Montgomery, and I had this story I wanted to tell really quickly. It's kind of I worked at Channel 32. And this is before Channel 8 merged with them.
Yeah.
And, or I worked at Channel 8 too, but I was master control operator at both stations. And, but back in the day, I was at ABC 32. And, I had an overnight shift that I was pulling, and it can be kind of boring in master control overnight. So every about hour and a half, 2 hours, you want to stretch your legs. So you walk through the building, and then you'd pop outside and check the parking lot, walk around, come back in the back door into master control, you know. And one night I popped out the door, and it was right as I had first started working there. And I came around the back of the building, and I smelled something that smelled like gas. And
like natural gas or gasoline?
Yeah, like a natural gas.
Yeah.
Or like flatulence. It could be any kind of gas.
Yeah.
No, it was like that rotten egg odor you smell when there's a natural gas leak.
Yeah.
That stuff they put in it so that you can smell it. And I thought, oh my, and I started checking around, and it was fairly strong. And I said, well, I better call somebody about this. And there was a lady that was also working at the station, and I popped the back door, and I said, I believe we have a gas leak. And she stepped out the back door and walked out. She said, oh, my. She said, yeah, I smelled that. And she said, you better call somebody real quick. So I called one of the engineers and woke him up. And he said, where are you smelling this at? And I said, out the back door right behind the building. And he said, well, walk out there. And so I walked out there, and the lady walked out there, you know, with me. We were looking.
I guess she put her cigarette out first.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. There was nobody was smoking. You know,
put the flamethrower down.
And so I walked on down near the edge of the building, and the guy said, now, let me ask you a question. He said, put your back to the building and look out through the trees. And I said, okay. And I said, what am I looking for? And he said, do you see a light, a yellow light bulb burning out in the trees, out in the distance?
Now, this is between y'all and the cemetery?
Yeah, us in the back of the building. Yeah, the cemetery is back that way.
Yeah.
And I said, yeah, I see a yellow light. He said, do you hear a fan running? And I said, yeah, I hear a fan running. He said, well, that's your gas leak. He said, they're burning a body. And I said, what? And he said, that's the crematory at Lincoln Ferry. He said, they do the cremations overnight. He said, that smell is a chemical that they use to burst the odor. And he said, they're burning a body over there, so there's no gas.
Oh, my gosh.
He said, that just means the cre-. He said, if that fan's running that light zone, he said, they're in there burning a body. And the woman that was with me just went, oh! And she took off inside, and she wouldn't go back outside at night over there. If she left, she would leave through the front of the building. She went back in the night. But that's my little ghoulish story.
Golly.
Which I thought I'd tell you. But you can imagine how unnerving that is to know that just through the woods that somebody's being cremated from you. I guess it's a natural thing that people have done for years and years, but to discover it that way is a little unsettling.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
You know, we used to not have a crematorium in Montgomery, but now there's two of them.
You remember that scandalous tri-state crematorium up there with Georgia, Alabama, and Tennessee come together, and they were like hundreds of bodies discovered in the woods.
Yes, I remember.
And they were giving
story,
people
I
concrete remember. Dust instead of their people, so
yeah,
they didn't
I
have to pay
that,
to do it.
But,
oh my God!
Yeah, they had bodies stuffed in car trunks.
Yeah,
like old broken down cars.
Oh,
that were on
that's settling.
Yeah, you tell them.
Yeah, it's nice to find out that your loved one that you thought was in the urns in the back of a '67 Chevy.
<You know>? Grandma,
Grandma, you all right in there with the trunk? Well, I'll let you guys go, but I just wanted to impart that little story. I just remembered that God, y'all were talking about. All those places with ghouls, and I thought about
that. Thanks, Skipper.
Right.
272.
That's pretty gross.
228, no doubt about it.
You going to be cremated?
I don't know. I want to be buried naturally. Put me in a cardboard box and lower me in the ground. I don't want to be embalmed. I don't want to be vaulted. I want to be ashes, dust to dust.
Well,
I don't want to be ashes to ashes, dust to green slime. You know, sitting there and, I mean, because you don't.
We don't know.
You know what I mean?
Do you
have
know?
You seen these bodies they pull back up after 20 years?
No, I have not.
I have. I did a lawsuit where they had to exhume a body, and I saw pictures of it. I don't want to look like that. That's not what I want to.
What, does water get in there and all that?
No, it's just everything. You're preserved, and you're in a watertight vault, but you still do some level of decomposition, but not a lot. And you sort of turn into a slimy mess. It's just gross looking. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
I don't want to look like that.
I want
to go back and be, you know, worm food. The way God intended it.
Well, when my mom died, I knew the funeral guy, and I went in there and said, don't give me the airtight and waterproof speech.
Yeah.
I said, put her in this, we bought this beautiful wooden vault, but I mean, wooden casket, but, you know, and they make you buy a vault. It's just, it's a racket.
Yeah. It's total racket.
But, I was at a funeral once. A lady went to my church, and in her will, she specified who she wanted her pallbearers to be. And her name was Mary Gallagher, and she's a really nice old lady. And at the end of the service, she wanted the gathering to watch them lower her casket into the grave.
Yeah, I've seen
it.
Very,
I'd never seen that done.
I saw that. Not only that, I saw one where people came around and threw a shovel of dirt in on top of it.
Yeah.
That was a little much for me. I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That was a friend of mine who committed suicide, so, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago. Mm. I went to the funeral, and I couldn't do it. I mean, everybody else was walking up there and slinging dirt in. I just thought, ugh.
Talk about finality.
Yeah, that's a little too much finality. Yeah. Lisa.
Hey, darlings.
Hey, Lisa, the one I adore.
Oh, baby, it's a shame that there's no Bob Marley on there. Can I hear No Woman, No Cry, Baby?
Yeah, I can do that for you.
Okay, I just wondered if you could. Y'all are playing some good stuff.
We always play good stuff. How much do you
listen? Oh, honey, 24 hours a day.
Good. You don't call enough, though, I'll tell you that.
Well, honey, I'm sorry. I probably should, because the problem is, you know, I could win all the time. But then other people that listen 24 hours a day, because y'all are so interesting. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Let me hear some Bob Marley. No woman, no cry.
No, that's fair enough. We appreciate it. 272-9228.
She ain't right.
Yeah, I love some Lisa. She's have to take one more break before we get out of here. Don't forget, Cole Plumbing is a generous sponsor of this hour of the program. 279-8919.
We have trouble with your ball.
You call on Cole.
You know what's fascinating?
What?
That woman requested that song 20 seconds ago and it's already playing.
I'm good.
That's magic.
I'm fast.
We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
No other vehicle quite matches the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class, so we compared it to a dolphin. A dolphin's brain-to-body size is second only to humans. The E-Class's brainy driver assistance systems are one of the many reasons why it's one of the most advanced and highly intelligent sedans on the road today. Lastly, a dolphin sleeps with one eye open. The command navigation system keeps an eye out for your route, traffic conditions, and more. There's never been a better time to experience the intelligence of the 2018 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Lease the 2018 E300 Sports Sedan with an NHTSA 5-star overall safety rating for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,935 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 2nd, 2018. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, Lynn, got any plans tonight?
Yep, treating myself to a free meal thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
How about this weekend?
Oh, I'll be enjoying my free hotel room, also thanks to Wind Creek Rewards.
Okay, how about next month?
Well, I'm taking a free trip to Aruba, thanks to...
I know, Wind Creek Rewards. I get the picture.
No, wait, it's not you, it's just...
Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel and find your winning moment.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
In a hurry, no time to cook, or short on time for lunch? No problem. Enjoy your favorite Nukes Eatery entrees without ever leaving your car. Order online at Nukes.com for curbside delivery. And when you place your order, just let them know you'd like curbside delivery and they'll bring the order right to your car. Nukes now has two specialty marked parking spots to pick up your Nukes favorites. Skip the line and order online. Nukes.com for curbside delivery. Located in Montgomery, Auburn, Opelika, and Dothan.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
Great relationships start with trust, and when you own a Subaru, you found a partner you can trust. So, come to the Subaru A Lot to Love event and start your journey down a road where the adventures, trust, and value last. Now for a limited time, get a great deal on the Subaru you love. Hurry in today. Offer ends April 2nd. Come to Montgomery Subaru and get as low as 0% APR financing on select 2018 models. Offer ends April 2nd.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A man walks down the street. He says, why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. I got a good announcement. You remember Pam and Roxanne from Pet Partners?
I do. A little ditty about Pam and Roxanne.
They are back, and they do... underground dog fencing. This is that electric collar dog fencing people do where you put the collar on and you let the dog run free. You don't have to have any obtrusive fencing around your house, and you could go in between trees, and they have a great indoor solution, which I think is just money. Keeps the cats from darting out the door every time you run out. You know, you put that invisible collar on. It's,
what would be wrong with that?
You don't want your cats to get outside. Some people don't want their cats outside.
I don't like cats.
Well, but if you do like cats and you love your cat, you don't want it running away. You don't want to, you know, I grew up with a cat named Sophie who would dart outside every time you opened the front door. You always had to have your foot ready, like you were having a seizure, shaking your foot all over the place. You know? Well, you don't have that problem with Pam and Roxanne. You put the collar on and then you can open your door and the dog, the cat or dog.
Carolyn has it inside her house, and I think Pam and Roxanne did it.
I know they did.
And it keeps it keeps them out of the where she didn't want them to go.
You can keep them out of a specific bedroom. You can keep them out of the kitchen. You can keep them off the table. You can keep them anywhere. Pam and Roxanne Pet Partners, underground fencing solutions. They can install a brand new fence. They can fix any brand of fence. So you don't have to go to the brand that you installed. You can call them and they can fix any brand of fence. Get this number handy and write it down. 365. That's like the number of days in the year. 365 days. 5678. Like it's a jazz song. 5678. 365-5678. Pam and Roxanne on the web, petpartnersdogfence.com. They're sisters. They brought this dog fence craze to Alabama. Gosh, 25 years ago now. They had to educate the public what it even was. So Pam and Roxanne Pet Partners, give them a call, 365-5678.